And thank you, too, for warning me off so gently.
The adjutant grinned.
All part of the service, Monsieur MacLeod.
He lifted the phone.
I'll give Coconuts a call and ask them to drop your car off here. Save you walking back down the hill in the rain.
When he finished the call, Enzo said,
Thank you. Again.
He glanced back along the hall.
How many of you are there here?
Six. Myself, a chef, two gendarmes, and two trainees.
During the summer months, when the population of the island literally explodes, the brigade sends us another six. And I guess any serious crimes, like murder, would be handled by investigators from the mainland?
Gauguin laughed heartily.
Monsieur MacLeod, if you want to know how the investigation into Killian's murder was conducted, you only have to ask. I thought you'd been instructed not to cooperate. Not to give you access to official police records or evidence,
Gauguin corrected him.
No one said we couldn't discuss things that were a matter of public record.
And there was a hint of wickedness in the smile that creased his eyes.
So what happened? Well, in theory, we were supposed to secure the crime scene until senior investigators arrived from Lorient. In fact, we made a complete mess of it. No one had the least idea what securing a crime scene entailed, so I'm afraid we trampled all over it, touched things we shouldn't, and failed to protect things we should.
You were here, then?
Enzo was incredulous.
20 years ago?
Gauguin grinned.
I was one of the trainees at that time. I have spent most of my career since serving with other brigades in various parts of Brittany. I returned just last year for the first time in nearly 17.
As the boss?
Yes, as the boss.
Gauguin's eyes crinkled again in amusement.
A lot older and much wiser. If there were any serious crime committed on the island today, Monsieur MacLeod, every one of my officers is trained in the treatment of a crime scene. There is a rota of island doctors who would be called out to determine whether or not a death was suspicious, although, of course, any autopsy would be carried out by the pathologist at the hospital in Lorient. We've had a few suicides and serious accidents to practice on.